Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Living Savior Church today. We're so glad you're here. Praise the Lord. We had a wonderful healing school yesterday. Praise the Lord. We are so grateful for all the wonderful things that God does at our healing schools. Amen. We've been doing that for about 20 years now. You know, that's a long time. But I couldn't even tell you, I couldn't even begin to tell you the number of people that I've seen healed. Some of those that I've seen God heal that's here all the time, like Sharon or Cheryl or Dave. And those are people that work for us all the time, that got healed in the ministry. And so, they know it really works because they got healed. So praise the Lord. Now then, Cheryl's got a word for you. And we'll do that first and then we'll get started with the word. The Lord has been blessing her abundantly lately, and she had to repent this last week, but I'll let her tell that.
Oh, hello.
I'm not sure she needed to repent, but anyway.
Well, I did anyway. Okay. All of y'all know, or most of you know, these little yellow sheets are about the fact that we're doing our 10th annual Christ Haven for Children Christmas benefit. Last year, we gave Christmas to 1,000 children and 55 needy families. Well, last year, they gave Walmart in North Richland Hills gave us that $400 tree, which is just beautiful. They just gave it to us because they knew what we were doing. And all these gifts over here represent, so far I've bought for 55 children and 8 needy families. And this represents some needy families over here. Well, I got a call to go to Walmart to pick up a $25 gift card in Grapevine. So I went there. But I also went there because one day Sharon picked up a box because I did a site. I did a, online order and did a site to store pickup. And so Sharon picked up a box in the morning and Thurman went there in the afternoon to pick up the other box because it was really big. And when he got there, they said, oh, we don't have that other box. And so they gave him $107 credit. Well, I already had all that stuff. I didn't need a credit. So I called them back and say, I don't want that credit. I already have the stuff. Take that money back. Well, lo and behold, they couldn't do it. And I didn't know they couldn't do it. So when I show up to pick up my $25 gift card, I'm talking to them because they brought the manager up there because there was issues with this situation. And I had a little yellow piece of paper, and I said, I don't understand you guys, because I said, this is the least amount you've ever given me. You always give me $100 to $200 in gift cards, and this time you give me $25. And then I wrote on my yellow piece of paper, I said, last year in this store, I spent $25,542.80. Now, I wrote it on this piece of paper, and the assistant manager's going, I said, do y'all not need my money? And he just kind of looked at me. He said, well, no, we need your money. I said, well, I thought so. I said, because I bought 5 angel trees here. And in April, the lady that works there that knows me, she said, oh, yes, she did. She's everything I'm saying, she's going along with. I said, every angel tree costs $4,000 to $5,000. And I spent a lot of money in here. And I said, y'all are not giving me a discount. Every year you've given me a 10% discount. And this year you're not doing anything but giving me $25. So I was just kind of, and I said, and here I am trying to give you back $107. I said, we're a ministry. We're not thieves, and we're not going to steal this money. So he arranged everything. I got the $107 put back on my credit card, and then I returned something that I got a better price somewhere else, so I got that credit, and I left. Well, he went to the manager. Now, I'd already been to the manager 3 times and to 2 assistant managers who went to the manager, and they said they were going to the district manager and nothing had happened, and I was just frustrated with the Walmart in Grapevine. Well, yesterday morning, was it yesterday?
Saturday morning,
yes. Yep. I went to bed at 4 in the morning, and then at 9:54 the phone rang, and it's the manager of Walmart. And he says, I know I've been a little slow getting back to you. And I said, uh-huh. He said, you sound asleep. I am. He said, well, I'll call you back in an hour. I went, no, talk to me now. So he starts telling me, he said, well, now, did you fill out the foundation report? And I said, I did over a month ago, because you had to go online to Walmart Foundation to get any kind of, because they've changed the rules. He said, well, I can't find it here. I said, well, it's the Living Savior Ministries in Argyle. And so all of a sudden he says, oh, I see it. So then he's sitting there and he said, well, I've got 3,000. Oh, well, no, I've got 3,500 till the end of the year. And he said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $3,000. Well, but I'm praying during this whole thing. I'm praying, Lord, give me all of it, And so all of a sudden he says, no, I'll tell you what, I'll give you all of it. I'll give you $3,500. So, yay! Praise Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. $3,500 came to us from Walmart and Grapevine. So that's almost 15% they're giving me. So if you think about what I spent last year, that's almost 15%. So after I hung up the phone, I told Thurman, I said, you know, I had to repent for grumbling and complaining about the Walmart and Grapevine. I love Walmart and Grapevine.
Yeah,
and if y'all want to help, anybody wants to help, just on your envelope or on your check, just put for the children or for Christmas. And because we're helping a family that the grandmother, the mother, the two grandchildren were being evicted and their car was being repossessed and their food stamps wouldn't start till the 15th. And we helped that family. We bought, he helped them, but I also bought Christmas for them. And then another